I was born in the East End of London, so I'm a true Cockney. So if I drop my H's here and there, you'll know the reason why. I was born the oldest of five girls. My father I love with all my heart, but he spent most of his life in the pub. I never saw my mum without cuts and bruises, a victim of my father's brutality. Nevertheless, I loved him with all my young Cockney heart, and if anyone said anything bad about my dad, I wouldn't think twice about thumping him on top of the nose. I loved him, he was my dad, and that was it. To say that we were poor is an understatement of the century. There was no beds to sleep in. My bed and my sister's bed was a pile of dirty old coats on the bare floorboards upstairs. We never sat down to a meal. There was no carpets, no curtains or anything like that. I was brought up rough and tough in a home with a great many problems. But I was born with a good sense of humour, and thank God for a good, clean sense of humour. Do you know it's a gift of God? Surely the Lord knows how much we need a good, clean sense of humour, especially when you're working for the Lord. Believe me, you do need a sense of humour. And I was born with it, and it got me over many a stile then, and it gets me over many a stile today. And I was mother and father to my young sisters and all the other grimy kids on the council estate where I was brought up. I never went to day school. I had to stay at home because there was no shoes to wear. And I'm not exaggerating, there's no shoes to wear. And when I was sent to school, on a rare occasions I was sent to school, often the nurse used to come round looking in our heads, you know, for fleas. Nitty Nora, I called her. I hated her. And they all sent me home because I had fleas in my head. And I was called names like Yellow Teeth, Ragamuffin, Gypsy and all the rest of it. And so I hardly ever went to school in the week. And I didn't care because I hated the teachers. Because they didn't understand my problems, and they were as bad as the other children and held us up in ridicule in front of them. But on Sunday, I went to Sunday school. Now, that was different. You see, if I had a bad, unhappy time at home in a week, I took it out on the Sunday school teachers on Sunday. Now, I didn't go round to Sunday school because mother and father were religious or anything like that. You see, Dad came home drunker than ever on Sunday. And so we were only too glad to get out of his way, and we were sent there to get out of his way on a Sunday. And when Doreen and her band of followers, about 30 of us, marched in on Sunday afternoon, battle commenced. I put my own words to the hymns and to the choruses, and I generally made the life of the Sunday school teachers pretty impossible. I always remember the Sunday school superintendent standing up on a Sunday afternoon, and he'd say, "Every afternoon I have a headache," and he looked straight at me. And often we were turned out for bad behaviour. But, you know, no matter how many times we were turned out for bad behaviour on Sunday, the door was always open for us to go back the next week. And I thought it was